You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Okay, Kelly, here's the deal. We got another new sponsor of the show, Yowzer Fitness. Mm-hmm. I went to this place. You know. I've been fat. You've been fat. We've been skinny. You know, we've both been skinny.
Many times.
Yes, you're on your fourth skinny.
That's right.
Okay, I'm on my my sixth fat. And I'm trying to get back down again. Okay, because I don't want to fucking die. This is no joke now. I gained a lot of weight when I quit smoking. 50, 60 pounds I put back on. I was skinny 2 years ago. I was down to fighting shape. And it's hard. I know how hard it is to lose weight. Because, well, you're going to go to the gym, getting out to the gym, putting your clothes on, getting in the car, driving to the fucking, finding a spot, finding a machine. Everybody's there. You feel like shit. There's people better looking than you. It's just a fucking horror show at the beginning when you're fat. Here's what you do. Go to YowzaFitness.com. The best treadmills on the market. Folding treadmills. They go away, but not just at an angle where they take up space like some of these other treadmills. Straight up in the air. And when you put it back down, it automatically goes down. You don't have to actually bend down and put it on the floor so it hurt your back. Yowza Fitness, you can put your actual, you can put your iPhone in, right in, it plugs right in and it comes out the speakers.
Ah.
It has an incline. It has up to up to 12 speeds.
I guess they had fans on it too. Fans.
Three speeds. Has fans on it. Three speeds.
On the treadmill.
It's unbelievable. I have it in my belt. You know, I got a New York City apartment.
Yeah.
It fits right in there.
It's nice space.
Folds down. I can watch TV in the bedroom, pick it up, push it against the wall. It rolls right up against the wall and it's gone.
That's
great.
It's
over. Yowzer Fitness. It's around $1,300 for the Biscayne I got. That's a lot of money, but not when it comes to your health, not when it comes to losing weight. You can get financing from these guys. They have pre-core machines. They have a bunch of other treadmills. Go to YowzaFitness.com. Make sure you email them. Tell them you heard about Yowzer Fitness on the You Know What, Dude podcast. Let them know. They have a chat room. You can go and chat with somebody and talk to them. Find out the machine for you. They deliver it right to your house. It took me a literally 40 minutes to set it up.
That's great.
I'm on my way back, and Yowzer Fitness is helping me do it. Go to YowzerFitness.com. You fat motherfuckers. Let's get thin one more time.
Losing weight.
Because Bobby Kelly is losing weight.
What's up, fans of You Know What, Dude? Robert Kelly will be performing live at the Kansas City Improv in Kansas City, Missouri on May 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. That is 4 days of Robert Kelly, dude. Go to robertkellylive.com right now for tickets and check him out. Come see me live, dude!
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
That's possibly my favorite line of that movie.
All right.
I'm wearing this shit.
There's no fucking intro music. There is. We put it in. We do post. A lot of post on the show. Welcome to You Know What, Dude. Can you do it yet?
I can't do it yet.
You know what? Fuck you, Dan. Fuck you.
Whoa. Okay.
This is how it starts.
It starts with a rape.
But I can try. You know what?
Dude.
You know what? Dude.
Yeah. Dude, you're a... You do every impression on the world. You can do anybody. I can just pick somebody. You do them. You can't do the fuck. You don't want to do it.
I do want to do
fuck
it.
Fuck you.
I can't hit the note right.
You don't want to.
I'm not hearing the music.
You're an ass.
I'm not hearing it in my heart.
That's it right there.
You don't care.
I do care.
We are here with another episode. This is a special episode of You Know What, Dude. A Lord's Day episode. A Sunday episode. We had to put it together because, of course, we have Kelly Festuca, a.k.a. Fat Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Fat Kelly?
She used to be fat.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a moose.
Wow.
She was a moose?
Is that what
she called
it?
Wait a minute, but you're really skinny now. How much bigger?
I was like 40 pounds heavier.
All right, that's weighing
in. That's not.
That's like my size. Thanks.
Oh my god.
Where'd you live in parts unknown? You fucking huge.
That's a wrestling term.
Yeah. Hailing from parts unknown.
I'm obsessed with wrestling terminology as well. Yeah. Best batten down the hatches.
She might punch her right in the bread basket.
Before the match, he'll eat a raw onion.
Like, to get it, to gain a competitive advantage in a sport that is fixed, yeah, he would eat a raw onion.
You got to do anything.
Just to punish the guy.
That is Gary Gulman, everybody. Gary Gulman, one of my best friends in the business.
One of your oldest friends in the business.
Wow. One of the oldest friends. We got, of course, Dan Monster Voice.
He's coming out of the puddle.
But we got a competing fucking deep voice.
A Danny Come Lately.
Yeah. With Reverend Bob. Lievely.
Yeah.
Lievely.
I'm going to change it to that. I like that.
Rob Lievely?
They won't call me a Jew all the fucking time.
Well, we got Jen, the fucking
the
gorgeous.
Driver.
Well, Jen, she's been on the show before. And I found out that you had some crazy shit happen to your face when you were a kid.
I did. I had Bell's palsy.
Yeah, shit.
Which is the Bell's?
Can I just say something?
Looked like a retard.
It's the best.
B-E-L-Z? Is it where you have skin like Richard Belzer?
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking horrible to have that.
Bell's palsy is the best disease name ever. It sounds like you want to get it. Let's get some Bell's. Palsy.
Ridiculous. So your face would go like sideways like?
Like yeah. It would bend. No, I looked like I had like Novocaine in my, I was like. Like that's why my eye is still
kind of
magic. But here's the thing: had you invested in her early, while she had the Bell's palsy,
yes,
you would kind of owe the guy, right? Because now you're beautiful.
Oh.
But before you were Bell's palsy.
I was Bell's palsy.
You had to
back.
Fuck
I looked
fours
like a
back.
Fucking palsy. That's
the same thing with this one. Before she was a heifer, if you had invested when she was giant,
when she was 40.
I love how 40 pounds thinks
this
she
is. This is.
I would have invested in that, and then she would have lost weight, and she would have owed me. Come on, I was with you when you were gross.
Yeah. When you were Fat Kelly, I was there with you.
Yeah.
I just like meat and cheese.
Super big
Fat Kelly. That's his. See, he can do Fat Kelly.
You know what, dude? You know what, dude?
He can do it. He's not even an impressionist.
Impressionist? Is that what you think of me, Robert?
No, I don't. Of course I don't.
That would be awful if you saw my act and I was wouldn't it be weird?
Here's the thing. Kelly, when you were fat, yep, you were still hot. You were cute. I think you were... I was a little turned on more with Fat Kelly. Knowing that if I got you naked now, everything would just go...
is that what happens?
No, it's because when I was fat, I had massive tits.
Yeah, she had big
really? Fucking
eats. Yeah, you got to go to her Facebook and click for around 35 minutes on her photos.
Back.
And then all of a sudden, it starts going like the photos from up above, just her eye.
The MySpace.
And then you can see her fat elbow.
Go into the abyss of my Facebook page.
2009, just a forehead.
And how did you lose all the weight?
Are we going back?
Semen, like every other girl.
No. I'm a lady. Almost. Come on.
I know.
She actually, I'll explain it real quick. Anal fissures.
Yeah.
Oh, you got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Illness.
Is that
bleeding.
The best? It's the laziest way for a fat person to ever lose weight. It's awesome. I don't have to do anything.
No exercise. No.
Just
no.
Right? I got to exercise. Bloody asshole.
That'll stop you.
Yeah.
Wow,
you will tell anybody anything.
Yeah.
If you will reveal that.
Yeah. I didn't have a choice.
Can you imagine
not make it a secret.
Interrogating Kelly. Like, where were you?
I'll tell you everything. I have a bloody asshole. I have a bloody asshole and I lost weight. Now my body looks like a slightly deflated balloon.
Do you like black guys?
I love black guys. I want black dick all the time.
One black guy. One black
That's
guy.
Enough. Hey, you're in.
Oh, no,
you're
done.
Kardashian.
You know who
I'm done now. Fucking hell.
Who loves you, Kelly? Come on.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I know. I so you had nothing blood? To do with you because of your asshole.
Bloody asshole.
Not anymore.
Nobody's got bloodyasshole.com. They're going to after the show.
That'd be a great Kelly's bloody asshole is the greatest Twitter handle ever.
I was just saying, if someone starts up that Twitter handle.
They have Dan Soder's hair.
I don't know who started.
Indian Dan.
They had Dan Soder's penis.
Yeah, Dan Soder's penis.
They canceled that one.
Kelly's bloody.
Kelly's anal Fisher.
So just real quick, I want to say this. Gary, you are actually, we're coming in on Sunday, especially for you and Dan. And you're leaving too. Mm-hmm. You're leaving. You have a special, and you're taking off. Dan's taking off. You have a special coming up.
Yeah,
you're filming a special.
I'm filming a special May 24th at the Wilbur Theater in Boston.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Which is our hometown. It's our origin story.
Where? Yeah, right? I get it.
Yeah.
Where are you? Where are you filming it?
The Wilbur Theater.
That's a great theater.
That's
a
new comedy
it's
connection.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful.
Me and Colin
theater.
Did it. You can see all the empty seats there. It's very good looking when you look around.
Oh, God. Actually, the last time I was there, finally. The fucking fans showed up. Like, when I used to do the Comedy Connection, it took me a couple times, but all of a sudden I filled it up. Friday,
Saturday,
4 shows. I'd make my bonus. Then they moved over to that fucking place one night to sell it out. Oh, it was just depressing to look up on the balcony and see my mom and my aunt. And that's it. You know what I mean? Just hello. some friend from high school in the fucking Lincoln booths. You know, the president.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Lincoln booths.
But the last time I was there, I actually made it to the top.
Mezzanine. Oh, that's good. So if those people, there's some crossover within our fan base.
A lot of crossover.
Yeah, so if you could come see me, I would appreciate it. Yeah.
We'll get it out there. Yeah, we'll get it out there.
Because
we were put down for 2 shows at the beginning. So we have 2 shows that we did that were half-assed. You know what I mean? If you put one together, it would have been good.
Yeah.
But it was all like, it was scattered. It was, you know.
Yeah, that's what they do with the fucking improvs. They'll send you in from Tuesday to Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
And then wonder why you don't make a bonus.
Yeah.
I'm not little Kev. He gets to roll in one show and just wail it out. Make $9,000 million. I'm there from Tuesday to Wednesday to fucking have 6 o'clock show. Good fuck off.
I know.
That's what it is. Tuesday. Like, who the fuck goes out on a Tuesday night?
Kelly and Jen were talking about headlining comedy clubs.
I was waiting for the sting in the
that
tail
happens
there.
To me at the Looney Bin. It's great.
The Looney Bin. You are a fucking name dropper.
We got more
seats in this fucking room than we have in that club, okay? Jesus fucking Christ. I'd rather play the dump on Staten Island. It's in Staten Island.
It's in Staten Island. Bob knows.
It's the only place I go to. I wish I could cancel from the fucking dump nearby.
Staten Island should be a fucking haunt.
I did
Uncle Vinny's, that amazing theater, and the chicks in Staten Island. If I wasn't fucking married, I would live in Staten Island.
Yeah.
And I'd find myself a fucking smoking Staten Island
Italian
broad. And I'd be fucking happy just being pseudo famous in Staten Island.
You know, I once hooked up with the most beautiful girl probably ever, Staten Island.
Unbelievable.
And stupid, two of our stupid friends looked in through the hotel door because it was a suite, and they looked in through the hotel door and described it, and they're bad guys.
What do you mean? I'm lost. Described what?
What, you know, I was hooking up.
They were watching.
You were fucking.
You were fucking?
He's so polite. He's so polite.
It's Gary. Gary's not that guy.
Aww.
I am going to enter my penis into your vaginal area.
No, that's creepy.
Want to make love?
I'm not going to go that creepy. I'm just saying.
He's not going to go Game of Thrones.
It just. I hear myself talk dirty and it sounds stupid. Like I'm practicing.
Try. Know? Just try. I want to hear you talk dirty.
I'm fucking this broad.
Right? You love it. Keep going.
Yeah.
You
got your dick.
I mean, really giving it to her. I mean, really, you know, like old school, like ow. She's saying ow.
You're only being a dirty guy in the 40s. You're being the edgy.
Yeah, seriously, I'm a lounge act.
It's like backstage at the Ed Sullivan show.
So she's going out. Ow.
I don't know. I have to have told you some stories.
You've told me some stories
over the years.
But you whisper when you get dirty. That's what you do. You lean in. Even if we're alone, you'll be like, and then I'm fucking eating her pussy. Dude, it was wet. And you emphasize wet.
I'm going to strangle you.
Do you know how that's I got into comedy? Because I could tell a good fucking pussy story.
Yeah, but Bob.
That's why I got into comedy originally. My friends were like, dude, you got to go to the comedy club and tell these stories.
Yeah, but you got into having sex originally so you could tell the stories about having sex. That's where you really
and
shine.
Getting more.
That's the more.
Well, here's the thing.
That's more exciting for you, I think.
When I got into fucking AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, I just learned how to fuck again. Like, cause when I was young, I used to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I could, you know, bang broads and I was partying. When I went to rehab for a year and then I was in AA for a while, I was walking up to girls talking about God.
No.
Like they were running. I was like, you know, God, you know, spiritual and sometimes positivity and, you know, one day at a time. They were like, get the fuck.
Yeah,
and
get out of there with your Florence Scovel shin.
Exactly.
Best book in the world.
The Game of Life and How to Play It, in case you were wondering.
All the writings of. This guy, it's Mark Caesar, who was at meetings, who was just long hair.
Stud.
Fucking, I'm at a meeting one time. He walks in, long hair, ripped shirt. It was like a Def Leppard shirt with some tight jeans. He walks into the meeting right at the end, goes over to the piano in the corner, and just starts fucking playing some Tesla. Fucking hell. The chicks all surround him like, I want to be that.
Yeah.
I just start hanging out with this dude. He schooled me how to get pussy, how to get chicks to touch your dick, when to take your dick out at the right time in the car, when to push down on the head and fucking... Oh, unbelievable. And I fucking learned how to bang bronze.
That's a lot of people don't know when to take the dick out. Like when you're in a hotel room with a girl, there's a time like you go, okay, I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm either fucking you or you're leaving now and I'm going to jerk off. So what I do is
I'll jerk off in front of them.
That's when you're with Norton on the road. But what I would do is like at one point I would just take my dick out or I'd change into sweatpants. So when I got the boner, it looked like I had a fucking elephant in my pants. So then I would like kind of put the hand to it. Like what me and Florentine used to do is take out the furniture in the hotel room.
What?
So if you had the tables and the chairs,
we
would put them on the balcony or stack them up and say
the
that
way
they're
she
broken.
Has to get on the bed.
There's a half hour save right there. And then he would say a joke and I would have one like do my arm around and I would just choke her backwards onto the bed.
Whoa.
And it was a hell of a move. But
wait a minute. Choke her? What do you mean choke her?
Like pull her
like
backwards.
A headlock?
Yeah, you know, like a half a Nelson.
Like he's going for a rear naked choke?
Yeah. But then what we do in the morning, we always walk them to the front desk so they left happy, you see?
Yeah,
and
so
somebody's seen it.
Yeah,
so you see what I mean?
Yeah, but I even I take them to breakfast, and that's stupid. Oh. It's so
awful.
Never.
It's
awkward. That's because you're a nice guy.
Because I'm guilt-ridden.
This is what you do, though.
You see, you're guilt-ridden.
I'm not nice.
They go to brunch.
Here's the thing, though. If you tell the girl, sometimes you get caught out. Because I used to tell her, look, I got to wake up early.
Yeah.
I got a meeting. Show business.
Oh, you got to work on your story early.
Well, I got to meet a producer about this big thing. You lie to them so they still want to suck your dick again.
Yeah.
This one girl one time actually was like, oh, what train are you taking? I was like, I got to take the fucking 6. I'm taking that train. She's like, which stop are you going to? I got to go all that way down to Astor Place. Let's try it off. I had to wake up at 6, jump on the train with this bitch. Go down to Astor Place.
Make believe
get off the
somewhere.
Train. Kiss her again. Kissing a girl in the morning. And then get back on the train. You go all the way the fuck uptown. It was worth it, though.
Was worth it.
Listen.
Just to follow through with a lie. It would have been so much easier. Listen, I've been lying to you.
You have to lie. It's like in the beginning, when we first got on stage and you want to get laid. I mean, I got to get laid tonight. I go, bring me up as that I'm going to be the guy's brother on Friends. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Joey's
you lie
brother.
About your credits.
Yes. And I had women all over me afterwards, and I was able to pick one out, bring it to the room, and then that's it. And I guess I didn't get the part.
It says a horrible thing about you, but it says even worse things about women.
That's what I'm saying. It's
rotten.
Not me.
Rotten.
I'm trying to show the world how fucking evil and manipulated they are.
I can't. I'm not. I could never lie. I admire you for your shittiness. Your fucking no character whatsoever, Bob.
Yeah.
But I could never lie. This is the problem with me. I should be able to fucking lie. I should, at this point in the game, where it might not happen, I should be lying.
How can you say you didn't lie when you ended up in the fucking Bronx with some girl that you weren't even going? That wasn't a lie?
I can't lie to the people.
Oh.
I can't lie to my
fans. But they don't know. You know
Mayor,
what I mean?
Mayor Bob.
But the worst...
But
the worst thing though is the comedian's coming up. Hey, congratulations on the being the friend or friends. And then you gotta be like, I was lying.
I was lying for pussy.
I
don't watch it.
The other comedians, I heard
the MC
that.
Said you're gonna be an Amistad too.
That's all the credits are for.
I'm reading for
obscure reference. Dan, hold on.
Was that film?
It's called The Boat Back.
Don't you think that's what the credits are for? Not for the audience. The audience couldn't give a fuck. It's for the other comedians
to
know that you're doing well.
No. Credits are I think credits are vital because psychologically,
really?
When you say to a fucking crowd that may not know you that this guy is on this show and he wrote this, they're going to go, oh, shit, I remember that, or I saw him in that, or I didn't know that was him. Because you can understand, unless you are fucking famous and everybody in that room paid to see you,
right.
Which none of us are. I would say we're famous. We have fame. Yeah. People pay to see us, but not every night of not every single person in the room.
Yeah.
Every single night are we selling out to the crowds. I mean, there are some people that show up just to see a show, you know, with us. You
but
know?
I'm still second stage show, like the band that you just see at the other stage. You're like, who are these guys?
I wasn't even talking to you, dude.
I know. But I felt like I was going to jump in.
I actually didn't even make eye contact with you.
I know. I saw you darting back and forth.
For you. I was talking to a headliner and a headliner.
But a strong feature is in the middle. Am I wrong?
Dan's saying he's a cover comic.
Aww. Yeah, I am. I just do mostly Woody Allen. Some Hicks bits, depending on the night.
Yeah, I'm an impressionist.
Yeah. Hey, it'd be weird if Andrew Dice Clay went to the zoo.
Nothing?
Nah, I don't know. Nah, I don't even. That was just something I was going
to
throw out there.
But I think with the credits sometimes, like they can say, what do you want me to say? I said, just bring me up because it's a point of you being funny at the time. So really, I don't care too much about that. And most of the times they fuck it up and it turns into the worst fucking thing ever. Yeah.
But I think they sometimes try to undermine me by giving the credits that are most dubious.
I know a guy who actually admitted to doing that to you.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I just wanted to see your eyes. I was right. Sometimes. Alan, I was right. Yeah. First of all, Alan's wife, Alan.
No, who's the, wait a minute, who's the other Alan?
Alan,
these two?
Alan, yeah. Alan's wife.
Okay.
You go to Alan's wife, right?
Yeah.
Alan's wife.
The lesser, Alan.
Therapist? Are you serious?
He's a comedian guy. I started going to him 7 years ago.
The interesting thing is I didn't get him from you.
You got him from
I got him from my best friends in sixth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
From the same hometown.
Yeah, a lot of comics go to this guy. Yeah. For years, though, he's been doing
Jen
it.
Jen'll never see him. He doesn't go to open mics. I'm kidding. Stop it.
Fucking asshole.
I love her.
I want to know, can I just ask this question real quick? Yeah. This is a side topic to the girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kelly?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's my housemate saying that there's someone looking at my room right now and I'm just telling him not to do that because I'm not there.
Sorry, go ahead, that's all right. Did you send it?
No.
I
can do two things at once.
You like hide the dildo.
You rent a house?
Here, she's renting.
You rent a house?
Oh, no, I'm getting kicked out of my house.
She needs a room. She's getting kicked out. Her room was $400 a month.
Yeah,
and they raised it to $1,000.
Are you serious?
And they're giving her the fucking boot.
Yeah.
And this douche, he's like the fucking in Bridesmaids, the fucking bald fat guy showing a room while she's doing a podcast.
Going to a panty drawer right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's going to say panties. Why is the first thing that
we are
evil. Just pieces of shit.
We are.
Gary was thinking about fucking the art in the room.
Gary's thinking more about the jacket.
Gary is a piece of shit too.
Yeah, I'm a freak too.
They're going to her literature.
First of all, you're probably more of a freak than all of us at this time in life.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably more freaky than me.
Yeah, probably because I have a variety of experiences.
A variety?
Rather than just one
That's
woman.
What makes him not as dirty because I would have said, dude, I got a fucking truckload of pussy on my
Gary's like, well, actually, right now I'm currently enjoying a potpourri of different ladies' companies.
Right now, I have a bouquet of pussy that I enjoy with each finger.
That would be it.
And then he licks them.
What was that woman, Georgia O'Keeffe? Georgia O'Keeffe drew
flowers like pussies. Yeah.
So bouquet would be the appropriate description of a bunch of
Pussy.
Oh boy.
So you're good?
Yeah, it's just embarrassing because I'm like no one sees how I live. I live alone, like, and I'm like going through my head going, all right, what is in my room that's going to embarrass the fuck out of me?
Bunch of NBA posters.
Black dildo. Bloody underwear.
I know that I have.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
I know that I have like food wrappers on the other side of my bed.
What?
Like,
some black guy sleeping in her bed. Hey, man. You ain't Kelly. Where the fuck's Kelly? Who the fuck are you, man?
Oh, it's syrup.
It's one of the new rock comics.
Yeah. Who the fuck?
Yo, I'm Gary Rock.
But it's just like now, it's like, oh, other people have to see how I live.
So maybe they won't take it then. That's a good idea.
Oh, it's embarrassing. I'm like, oh, you just fucking.
Are you from England or something? You got that accent. I just noticed it.
I just noticed it.
It's New Jersey.
She's like, you want coffee?
Queens.
Before.
I'm Queen, from Queens.
When do you get that fucking accent when you tell
it's
the
very,
story?
It's very articulate, Bob.
See, like that, Bob. I mean, that's fucking England. You know?
She's from
idiot.
Australia. The worst accent in the world.
Yeah, I'd like to eat that bloody asshole.
You remind me of my dad, so thank you very much. You're a good age.
You've never been molested, right?
No.
Oh.
Oh, that would be a weird thing to open up on this one.
Yeah.
She'll admit to it. She'll admit to anything.
I was molested.
Were you really?
Yeah, weren't we all?
No.
I wasn't molested.
Oh, my God.
Bobby, who did it to you?
Oh, geez, it's on a very special You Know What Dude podcast.
Yeah, no.
We actually had a night at the Comedy Cellar, me, Patrice, Manny, Norton, Voss, where we all just told our molestation stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, Patrice's was the best.
I don't want to go through this fucking now.
Car wash, right?
Yeah, car wash.
What?
He used to work at a car wash, and a guy pulled up, and he was in his sweatpants. And the guy pulled up and just came out and just grabbed his mule because he got a little hard because he was washing the car. Dick was rubbing against it.
Like a white snake video?
So he had a little thumper, and the guy walked out and grabbed it. He's like, what's this? What you got here? And Patrice was like, I don't know. And he didn't say anything.
Who molested Voss?
And then everybody.
Abraham Lincoln.
His dentist.
I forget Voss's. Is.
Voss, yeah.
Yeah, mine was the blouse. I got molested when I was in the first grade by
The blouse was your age.
No, she was older than me, dude.
Really?
The blouse was an older woman. Yeah, she had big fat titties. Oh. She played with my ding ding, her and her friend, in a rhubarb bush over by Tufts University.
How old was she?
She had rhubarb?
Rhubarb. No, it was a rhubarb bush. It was all this rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
Yeah, rhubarb isn't a bush. It's like a root. It grows out of the...
A rhubarb root bush. I don't fucking know.
It becomes a horticulture.
How can he know he was being molested at the time? You don't remember?
That's good that he focuses in on that. I'm telling him I was molested. Yeah, he's like, wait, rhubarb is not a bush. All right, we get it. You went to college.
You're right. You're absolutely right. How insensitive am I? I'm like a psychopath. But I was... The thing I was focused on, I wanted to interject something, is that, you know, I've listened to Bob on the radio for years, and I thought I was prepared for him to be really mean to me.
No.
So I was nervous, yeah, but then you're actually quite charming.
I'm a nice fella.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah.
Well, let's stop. He's been sober for 2 years.
Two years
ago, he would have been a fucking cocksucker.
No, really? I'm good to everyone unless you fuck me. That's the way I am.
Can I get into this real quick? I've known you.
Yeah.
I've always loved you, dude.
I love you, too.
Ever since I met you, we've always been cool. But I've seen you do some fucked up shit, dude. I mean, you slapped Danny Bonaduce.
Well, that was acting.
What?
That was just fake.
Yeah, it was here's what? $5,000.
Really?
Yeah, it was a setup. It's celebrity boxing is not real. You know what I mean? It's like wrestling. You know what I mean?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You really got pushed to the ground, dude.
We didn't tell the security because we knew how to do it. And I took a wrestling background, so I'm able to take any kind of hit that they would give me. So, you know, if they threw me back, you know, there's no way they could throw me into a wall.
I could take a bump.
I could take a bump pretty fucking good.
Yeah, well, you took one.
Yeah.
They fucking took you down. They fucking grabbed you.
Yeah, and then later on.
Danny Bonaduce, I mean, I watched this video. I couldn't believe it was him because I know him. And all of a sudden, he just smacks him in the face. But Bonaduce goes... Is that all right? What else?
Wow.
Like he just takes it.
Because he didn't know how to act or anything. It was the funniest thing because this thing went on for 4 minutes. We had to cut that down to 30 seconds because I go, when I say something that pisses you off, push me and then I'll slap you. He doesn't push me. So I'm talking, you know, I'm like, you really didn't play the bass. You didn't do it. I was just adding shit on because he wasn't pushing me. And then this thing, I go, how are you going to edit that fucking tape to make it look real? And you can see it. If you really look at it, you can see it's me acting. You know, I get in a lot of trouble acting. And when I do my podcast from at home, and because, you know, I say something to get somebody's attention, and next thing you know, the FBI and cops are at my house.
Oh, well, what do you say? Fuck the Pope? I hope he dies?
No, I mean...
Did I just say that? I was kidding.
You're quoting.
Well, that's what you have to say. You have to say, I was, you know, this is just
allegedly.
A bit. Allegedly.
Allegedly,
yeah.
Allegedly Obama.
No, because when I was...
Something.
Yeah, when I was going to go on Opie and Anthony. I was, you know, getting tired of doing Howard, the same stuff. I wanted to go where the comedians went to have fun as comedians. Right, yeah. So I talked to them. They said, yeah, we'd love to have you. I tried to make my, you know, say, I don't want to come on here no more. I'm tired of playing like I can't spell and say a word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just getting played out. And they basically said, you know, well, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. And then I'm like, no, I don't want to. Fuck you. You know, yeah. It's done.
So you took a heel turn.
Stop one second. You let me just back this up because a lot of people might know that. You were on Stern.
Yeah,
doing
for years,
your shit.
Yeah.
That's how I discovered Bob Levy.
Yeah.
Reverend. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I knew I actually knew you before yeah. then. And then I saw you on there when you kind of, you and Florentine kind of mm-hmm. got popular. And then now you quit. You quit
yeah.
Stern. You walked away.
I had to show Miserable Men on Sundays. Right. And it just wasn't worth the money. I said, can you give me more than 100 a week to do a fucking show in the city when people are making millions? Right. And it wasn't happening. And I wanted to go to ONA.
A week.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but it was.
Would you guys buy pizzas?
They wouldn't even buy us pizzas. They would have retards in there on Thursdays doing the round table or whatever the hell right. it is, and they would give them pizzas, and we'd come in and they go, we have leftovers, like when we fill in for Pharrell, like I'm gonna eat like something that a retarded guy just ate, you know, the leftovers of that. They never bought us food or anything, and it was just got to the point where I just wanted to go on and be a comic like on Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen. Then I go, Opie, I want to come in. I was writing bits. I said, I can do a lot of stuff. And he goes, you're banned from the building. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, you better call up. I call up. I go, well, what's going on? And they go, you attacked 4 security guards. And I'm like, when? And then I go, well, he goes, you're banned. I go, put Tim on. No, they wouldn't put him on. The next day, I call back again. Jared goes, I never said you attacked any security guards. Everything's fine. My friend is listening, too.
Yeah.
The third day, I call back to talk to Tim. They said, you're banned from the building. You attacked 4 security guards. There's no record. Wouldn't I be arrested for doing that?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. So,
yeah, that's security. That's what they
that's
do.
Assault.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm beating up your security. That ain't a good fucking sign.
Four of them to apprehend you.
Exactly. And so next thing I go on my, you know, podcast show and I go, I'm pissed off. So try to get Howard's attention. I say, you know, jokingly, I do a whole bit where I'm going to kill you and your wife. I'm going to come out there. I'm going to fucking cut you up and you're going to fucking watch her die in front. And I'm just acting it
jokingly.
Out. Jokingly. And, you know what I mean? But I can, you know, it was, yeah. You know, like that.
Yes.
So then, okay, hang on 1 second.
JK. JK.
You know.
Dan,
it's okay.
I don't want Howard's wife to die.
Dan, he's joking.
He's joking. Oh, holy shit, Dan. Take it easy.
All right, but when you make me mad, then I'll slap you.
Yeah, so the whole thing was, then the next thing you know, I find the NYPD Blue shows up at my house at 10:30 at night.
TV show?
Dennis France.
Yeah. And Ice-T were out there. And I was scared. I was like, it doesn't matter. It was Bolcho's game.
Special victim. They film in the same place.
Yeah, but they both came. It was really scary to have them in my driveway. So I had to explain. They sat down with me and they go, oh, okay. And they're like, you know, but just, you know, just stay away. You don't need it. And I just wanted an answer why you would think that this show, why are you so scared about one show? That was the whole thing. Yeah. If I want to go over, I was the only one that was not allowed over.
Right.
You know, which was bullshit. And I didn't start it. They started it with me. I would have just went over there. I would have never said anything.
Yeah.
But they said, I just had to get their attention. I figured somebody would email me and go, Bob, what's the problem?
Right.
Nobody. Nobody. I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy.
Wait, so you're...
I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of funny, though, because you're like, dude, I just wanted somebody to just call me.
So I threatened to kill
everybody.
It's like being like an ex-boyfriend, and you're like, I just want my CDs back. I'm going to slit your throat.
I think OJ did the same thing, didn't he?
Yeah, he went a little farther.
Yeah, but I consider myself fairly innocent on this because of the fact that I did not start it. Do you understand? If I would have threatened to kill them first as a bet, that's me going, okay,
when all else
he's
failed,
crazy.
You threatened to kill
him. Well, that's my thinking. That's when I was drinking, you know. That got me sober, basically.
Oh, okay.
It really did.
Yeah, so you've been sober for 2 years.
Oh, it'll be 2 years in August. And it's just like, I just couldn't deal with the, you know, it's a lot of backstabbing in the radio business, and it's a lot of lying. And I don't even think Howard knew what was going on, what they were doing to me, which really figured I can get his attention. Maybe he'll have one of his top guys hit me up. But it went the opposite way, and I'm happy to be out of there, and I'm happy to be on my own, and I feel better about myself because I really don't need anyone to carry me. I carry my fucking self. Fuck this.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. You're watching the slap.
I was going to get it on. It's fucked up. I fucked it up. Dude, we're going to work this shit out someday.
Yeah, hey, you're good. It's good. It's fine, Kelly.
But here's
who'd you threaten to kill?
Here's the thing. I do. Last time I saw you was we were at Colin Quinn's. Fucking long story short. Colin Quinn, you know, finally gets me tickets.
Yeah.
And he puts me... I'm thinking, did you think you were going to get better seats?
I thought I'd be, you know, within the first 4 rows. You know what I mean?
Yeah. At least in the fucking front. I mean, I thought I was going to laminate with maybe my name on it and my wife's name on it. Because I never... I bought fucking 2 tickets.
You have a history of getting your hopes up and then just getting... Do you remember that time we were getting calls? We were getting calls from Us Magazine and we thought it was to interview us about our portion of the TV show, but they just wanted to ask us if Dane was fucking Jessica Simpson. But Bobby, you went downstairs to prepare to sit in the so you would be alone. Right?
I need 10 minutes alone before I go on.
I'm the same way, but I never breathe a word of it. But you're so honest. So you're like, listen to how badly I got my hopes up. I pulled up to Letterman. They just wanted to interview me as man on the street. I bought a suit.
I literally got the phone call. I went down in the lobby of the hotel. Sat on one of those benches, like a decorative bench they have in these fancy hotels. I sat there. I think I cleared my voice.
Yeah,
I got pumped up, and I was like, "Hello, is this Robert Kelly? Yeah, this is Robert Kelly. Hey, Robert, big fan. Blah blah blah." And I was like, "Well, thank you very much." Already, I had my bio, my what I had, my hopes and dreams,
your thoughts of comedy, of the current state of comedy.
But this son of a bitch sucked me in, dude. She actually said, she was like, "So, what's it like?" You know, being on the tour.
And I was like, evil. That's evil.
So I answered. She asked me a couple legit questions. Yeah. And she goes, you know, real quick, she tried to trick me. Is it good being on tour? Goes, yeah, it must be great. I mean, the show's going great. Yeah, it's awesome. That's awesome. It's going to be unbelievable for your career. Yeah, man, I think it's going to be good. And I start going into the fun. Yeah, I think, you know. And is Dane banging Jessica Simpson? I was like, well, I think he is. Wait a minute. Whoa.
Wow.
She caught me. And I was like, you know what? I go, look, I get it. I go, you son of a bitch. Mm. Why am I doing this?
You got a phone.
Because you're
a phone.
Comedian because phone. You're an actor as well.
Yeah. First of all, I'm either doing the Hang Loose sign or on the new show, the Tuna Wars. Tails up.
Dude.
That's called Tails Up. That's what
I like
they do.
That.
Tuna fishers go tails up. You want the fucking tails
have
up.
Have you ever seen those people who can make like animation on the wall with shadows with their hands and various things?
Yeah, they're
things?
Called losers.
Yeah, exactly.
they may be losers, but I admire them.
They're called.
I love anybody who is dedicated to doing something that there is no financial gain from. They just are obsessed with something useless. Like that kid who was a comedian who could balance a penny at the end of a tack
Rob
spinning
Steen.
On a straw.
Rob
yes.
Steen.
Yes.
On Letterman three times.
Are you serious?
Or magicians in general.
And I've been eating blue cheese out of a girl's ass for fucking 18 years, and I get nothing.
You just chose the wrong.
I wouldn't eat blue cheese off a fork. I think it's disgusting.
That's why I did it with ass, because it was bolting them together. It was
blue cheese. I couldn't even. People say, have you ever seen him do it? Mm. People who don't know, you're used to at the closing bit, you'd get somebody's chick on stage.
Yeah.
Get her to pull her pants down.
Yeah.
What?
Then pour blue cheese in her asshole eat it out of her asshole.
Me and Florentine created this in South Carolina.
Because she would be too afraid that if Bob pulled her out of the audience, she'd be like, I was wrong with you, it's not
no
fishes.
No, because if he did it off of her, it turned into Russian dressing.
Hey, I love your new ketchup bit, Levy. Yeah.
What woman goes to a show and goes, you know what? How was the show? It was great. Comedians were really funny. And so on the blue cheese out of my fucking asshole tonight.
Well, I would say about 1,500 of them.
What?
Yeah, and it was people's wives. They would get them up there. It was Vince.
Come on, honey.
Vince
go do it. Yeah. Honey, go do it.
This Vince is your Neil. Moment to shine. Yeah. Go do it. Get that cheese out of your asshole.
Vince Neil paid a girl $100 in Vegas to come on stage.
What a cheap prick.
I know.
$100?
But then they carried him out. He was so fucking drunk 10 minutes. Later.
Dude, I waited on him like 3 years ago, and he got banged up.
Oh man, he
does. He didn't fuck around. He came in at like one.
That is as far as I've heard anybody going on stage. I never heard that. Well, I mean, other than
Artie Lang said, it was like following a rape. Basically,
a lot of times rapes are like more efficient,
romantic,
more romantic.
Romantic.
Yeah, speaking of thoughtful.
Rape, speaking of rape,
Bushin.
Now that the summer's back, now that the summer's back, I wanted to rape five times today.
Yeah, there's a lot of hot looking chicks.
There's a lot of rape in
New
the
York
air.
City is fuck. I'm losing my mind. Walking down the street, I'm just like.
I'm like, what the fuck is
that? The titties are out. All the titties are out.
I was running around the reservoir yesterday. There was a beautiful ass right in front of me. I went through the whole thing. I was like, I could just come up behind. I'll smack it and just see what she does. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'll be arrested and handcuffed. It'll be the
But you did put.
And here's the other thing I kept thinking. And you're not even famous enough that it'll be a scandal and you'll be humiliated. Don't even find out about it. And this was all within not even a quarter of a mile. Yeah. I went through this whole thing and it all came back to, oh, you got to get more famous.
You got to get more famous so your rape counts.
Yeah. So my slapping of the ass. Yeah.
You did pick the right.
But then maybe she's into that.
You did pick the right location for a rape, though. A reservoir. It's very rapey.
Oh, the reservoir in Central Park? Are you kidding me?
Very rapey.
It's been good since 72.
It was voted number one.
It would be like if it, you know how they sometimes put like a cross and some flowers where somebody was killed?
Yeah, the little white crosses.
By the way, it's never a Star of David. Jews are very good drivers. Yeah. Look at me doing bits in the middle of the thing. Right. I added it parenthetically. But I'm so glad they don't do that with rape. Around the reservoir because that would be eerie. That would be
just look like fucking Arlington. Just a bunch of fucking tiny white crosses.
By the way, May 24th, I'll be doing two shows, specials.
Two shows at the Wilbur Theater, May 24th.
The Wilbur Theater. I'm gonna keep the rape jokes here.
Yeah. That's what guys are thinking every time I'm going for a run. There's someone behind me going, oh, I wish I was famous enough, otherwise I could rape
it. You only have to worry about the famous guys. If you recognize them, run faster.
Oh, boy.
Have you guys ever done, and I want you to be honest with me, I'm going to ask you first. Have you ever done anything in this business sexually to advance your, look, let me finish before you give me your typical no face. Look at me, first of all.
I'm looking at you, Bobby.
Not you. Oh. Listen, I know you've fucking put balls in your mouth. Listen, have you ever done anything in your career? Now, I'm not talking like legitimately said, I'm going to blow you to do something. I'm talking in the back of your fucking brain, way in the back where you're like, this will help. Let me, you know, have you ever done anything?
I fuck Saul Joel.
I mean, I think that really
I'm
does.
Kidding, I'm
that
kidding.
That really does answer.
That was a joke. I was kidding. Really, no, I honestly
so
didn't.
So this advanced your career?
It was a fucking joke.
Oh, okay. What are you trying to advance?
Advance what? I'm going to perform for a bunch of Mexicans in the back room of a fucking restaurant? Get out of here.
She wanted to go from Staten Island to fucking Stamford, Connecticut.
Yeah, seriously. No, I haven't done it. I swear to God.
Never.
No.
Okay, Kelly?
No.
Whoa, wait a second.
That was too quick.
Let me look at me.
No, yeah.
Have you ever done anything like in your brain?
No, I know what you're saying.
No, you don't, because I haven't said it. Sentence finisher. I'll knock her out. Check one. Can I have the check, please? Can I have the check? Check who's taking up your duty? Her mic check is the worst. When she does a mic, do the mic check.
What now?
Do the mic check.
What did I said? I said check. Can I get the check, please? Ugh. Is there security added onto this?
Go, just keep going. Do it seriously. Stop laughing.
Are you gonna play the real one?
Just do it. I don't have it.
Can I get the check? Check. Can I get the check, please? Can we get the check, please? Is so there gratuity added onto this? Can we get some gratuity added onto this?
Oh, she says gratuity makes me want to end this podcast and not do it anymore.
Gratuity.
I just end it. Can I get the check, please? Can I get any gratuity? That fucking accent. Listen, so you've never ever touched a man's peepee in any form at all to advance anything.
That thing there is the thing that holds me back from everything. Because I even if I'm with a guy, even if I'm with a guy,
your jokes are in there too.
No. Bobby's on fire.
It's like
you're
Whitney Cummings.
Don't blame everyone's cock for this.
I even get weird.
Put that leg down. Stop trying. What are you trying to take Kelly's position?
I'm like sweating to death. I'm literally sweating to death.
Why?
It's nice.
I went to the gym before
is
this.
Is the
and
AC
I ran
on?
Yeah.
I ran like 5 miles and now my body's still like on fire.
You're just getting you turned on to think that you might.
Yeah.
This conversation.
Trying to think who can advance my career later.
Nobody in this room.
You want to go running in a park?
Around the reservoir.
I need a feature in Foxwoods over the summer, but that's not.
Look at both of them. Both of these sluts just literally got serious and went.
No, I
even fuck it.
I was looking at it like, fuck it. I'm a pretty strong feature. Yeah. I'll give you an HJ in that room over there. No one needs to know.
I'll top your HJ with a ball. pop.
Yeah, but Bobby, he's not asking to co-headline. He needs a feature. Boom, baby.
Some shade.
Yeah. So I pay him the big bucks.
I'd love to. I'll fucking get a Ryan Hamilton lip on those fucking cock.
Whoa, all right. Hey.
A little too serious.
So, that got weird.
Yeah, that got weird.
Hey, he's got some nice lips.
Ryan Hamilton's got great lips.
He's got great lips.
Really does.
Oh, yeah. They're always
wet. It's birthday. Yeah. It's his birthday today, everybody.
Oh, wait, it is?
Happy birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday to Ryan Hamilton.
Do they celebrate their birthdays? Mormons?
People with big lips
birthdays? I find myself asking questions about things, whether Mormons do them.
Did I go to the toilet? Do they like have a shit?
So condescending. I want to be, yeah, but seriously, I'm like, I wonder if they pass gas.
People ask me that all the time.
If they fart.
People, because I'm Australian, people are like, do they have McDonald's in Australia? I'm like, no, we fucking kill birds and eat them with a snout in the trough.
That sounds
idiot.
About right. That's how I imagine they feed. That's how they feed those convicts.
Fat Kelly, that's how she got fat. Catching birds out of the sky.
That's how she started losing a little weight.
Yeah. I signed up. I'm no longer 400 pounds. I started kicking birds.
I eat Tim Tams and birds out of the sky.
Stop eating koala bears.
Luther. She stopped eating fucking
saltwater crocs.
No.
Did we ever have the discussion? Did you two ever have the discussion about Austin? Was there a follow up show to the Austin?
We did. Okay. We did. We talked about it. Yeah. It was. I mean, Austin was. It was fine.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. It's just weird.
It was
that
fun to hang around, though.
It was a great time to hang. The show was a little fucking weird for us, you know.
Yeah. Well, it was only. It should have been 9 hours long.
Right. Yeah, it should have been. Well, it was a long show. I think they're getting the hang of it. We definitely had to talk you off the fucking ledge. And there was nobody to talk me off the ledge. That's a sucky. I had to go up last.
Yeah. Jesus.
And then Gary's like, what the f-? Remember you cursed out a couple people, too.
Oh, yeah, because they were talking at full volume.
Full volume while he was on stage.
Yeah.
In the not in the green room, in the wings of the stage.
Oh, literally, comedians.
Side stage.
Yeah, comedians. That's the douche move.
Yeah. Side stage, talking full on. Mm. But this is the best thing about, this is why I love Gary. Yes, he's a nice guy. Yes, he will talk about sex and a woman's vagina in a polite manner.
Yeah.
And raping on a run.
Right. It's not rape, it's assault when he does
okay,
it.
Okay, right.
Just a lesser crime.
Yeah.
No cops come.
Me and Rob do it, it's rape. Yeah. He does it, it's assault. But when you piss him off, he'll let you know.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
He'll let you know. Mm-hmm. I fucking love it. He'll fucking, but he does it in a very intelligent, angry way. Mm-hmm. I do it. It's fucking, what are you, a fucking, you cocksucker.
Yeah.
It's angry. So I'm wrong too. I'm always wrong too. Gary does it in a very smart way. What is wrong with you? What are you? Are you really in the wings? You're not. He'll actually, the wings of the stage.
You shame people. That's great. You shame
most
them.
Comedians won't even understand what he's saying to them.
I think I also told them that instead of talking, they should be taking notes.
Oh,
I think
good.
I added that. It is true.
Good
so some of those
a very
guys.
Funny guy. You knew hour that you're going to be taping.
Oh, yeah. I'll be taping that at the Wilbur Theater.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the 24th.
May 24th.
Boston,
two shows. Get your fucking tickets now. Do me a favor, too. Don't do the bullshit that you get, this lazy white people shit. I'm sick of our fans. When you know the Indian fans or Asian fans, fucking black fans or gay fans, you go out and fucking as soon as the show's available, you buy all the tickets, and so the person who goes, they don't have to worry. You know, Kathy fucking Griffin never has to worry. Lisa Lampanelli, Aziz, all right?
Yeah.
These white people, you guys are lazy. You just show up the night of.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
We get a panic.
That's interesting.
Go get the fucking tickets now.
Yeah, whites.
Whites.
Yeah, stupid ass white people.
Yeah, you fucking white fans.
They're whiting the comedians down. The
go, when you hear
down.
We're at a fucking show, go get the fucking tickets.
They think they can get in because they're white. They can just show up that night.
Those,
you know what I mean?
Privilege,
the entitlement.
They also know there's going to be seats available. And here's the thing.
They're not as stupid as the other.
It's called white foresight.
I'm always tempted on the newsletter to be like, still good seats available. But then I just picture the entire group being like, yeah, no shit, still good seats available. I always play the other side of my thing. Hey, get your seats now. Could sell out.
How great is it when a show, when you get that call, yeah, we're sold out on this show.
Do you want to add another show?
Oh,
the greatest
fuck.
Question in the world. Mm-hmm. Do you want to add another show?
Yeah, the greatest answer, no. No, I'm happy with the money you're giving me.
Yeah, but say no.
Double the money.
And then they say, well, what if we do this? Well, okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Well, okay.
You bring up a very good point.
You can always make a deal.
Jen, I'll explain to them what a
sellout
is.
We're actually talking about selling out in a show.
Yeah.
Have you ever done your own hour?
Oh, yeah, all the time in front of my mirror.
What do you do with a comb?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever done an hour?
I did 45 minutes at the Comedy Festival, Melbourne Comedy Festival 3 years ago.
You did 3 years ago? You did 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Was it a good 45?
Let's be honest. Was it?
No, I want you to be honest. I'm being honest in my head right now.
No, I threw away all that material. I haven't touched it.
Oh, you
recycled. When I moved.
What the fuck? You threw away 45 minutes of material?
No, because I couldn't use it. It was Australian. Like,
she's like,
give it down east to Bowie, the bad to be.
It's all fucking weird Australian references.
Give it down to fucking Lombard Street.
When I moved to America, I threw away all my material and started again.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you. Mm. And what about you? What's the longest you've been?
I actually did 45 almost on Thursday.
Does it bother you being a sexy broad in the business?
You were talking about
again. I'm not talking.
I'm a little.
Jesus, Bob, come on.
You know, I get carried away.
Gross would, if Bob had a vagina,
he'd still try to fuck me.
He'd be a.
I would fuck you if me and you did a road gig. Yeah, I'd definitely eat your pussy. Come on, for the story.
Bob had a vagina. You'd be a Denny's waitress.
First person I call is Gary. Gary, dude, I fucking ate Bob's pussy all last night. What did it look like?
That was gray.
Dead meat.
You mean the hair was gray? No, the lips. It was like dead.
That was my favorite part when we were waiters. We would get in early to do our side work in front of the room, and Bobby would tell me the story from the night before. Oh, and he got so into it, he'd be like, "Then she took out my cock." He could turn the word "cock" into like a 9-syllable word. My cock.
His book is 2 pages.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there were so many O's. They ran out of O's. We had to take some of the C's and make them into O's. She took my cock.
Did you fuck a retarded girl?
No.
Okay, so that wasn't you that
I
fucked
got a head and a hand job from. She wasn't retarded. She was slow.
Okay, where was this? Because I think I had sex with a retarded girl. And
she wasn't retarded. She was a slow girl. She was a little fatty, slowy. And she used to follow me home all the time. And one day I just let her.
Like Rocky One? you know, like girls shouldn't be talking like that. Bobby?
No. Hey, you remember this?
Bobby?
What? What?
Bobby?
Yes?
Can I make you feel good?
Well, all right, come in my basement.
Bobby, no pussy play.
I don't want to touch that fucking wet mess.
I will give you a hand job.
Oh my God.
So that's what you got?
She came into my basement.
Oh, poor guy.
She came into the basement.
Traumatized.
It's a good one, right?
It's so funny, right?
Yeah, he can do that fucking out of the blue, but he can't go, dude. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, I did it.
It's like a piano. You just need to hear the key.
Yeah. let's tone.
One time years ago, I was on the road with Dane, and he wanted to use the room to have sex with a gorgeous.
You don't need to say that.
Gorgeous.
Dane does it. He has a gorgeous level woman. That he doesn't go under.
And this fucking this gorgeous woman had the gall to have a very just a horrific friend. Who was she wasn't even a manager. She worked at Smoothie King. She worked at Smoothie King. And here's the thing. She wasn't working at Smoothie King for now. It seemed to be the culmination.
Yeah, like that was her shit.
Yes.
She's like, well, what do I do?
She
I make smoothies.
She wasn't the manager. She rocked the Smoothie King. And I just remember, so I had to entertain her for the hours involved. And finally,
what'd you talk about? About smoothies.
No, then I started.
You know the
up,
berries don't then, blend like you think they would.
But then she referred to my as my ding dong, and I was like, I'm out. Yeah. I am out.
That's a fat chick. That's a fat chick talking to you.
Just horrible.
Thank you, ding dong.
So right, she.
Take your Twinkie out.
Oh, yeah, she must have been slow, right? She worked at Smoothie King, and she called it a ding dong.
Smoothies.
She might have been the little.
Can I see your ding dong?
This girl. This girl. I brought my girl into the basement, and I had. So the only thing that she had to jerk off with was I had lava soap. Remember lava?
Yeah. Oh my God!
It's like fucking like sandpaper in it. So she jerked me.
It's for getting 10W-40 out of your hands.
It's what happens when you put a carburetor into an old car.
Well, back then, I was using Vaseline to jerk off with, so you needed that.
Wow.
So she jerked me off a little bit. Then my mom and my aunt came home, so I ran upstairs. I left her there, and I forgot. She came home. Then my mom cooked some food, and I fell asleep.
Bobby, there's a retard in the basement.
Bobby, is this retard yours? She's eating the fucking insulin from the wall.
She's eating the pain.
Yeah, she's like, Bobby, I got hungry.
I was 8 o'clock at night. I woke up and I went, and I forgot that I left.
Like
it
the oven's
what?
On.
What?
I opened the tornado doors, oh, and she was just what? Shivering in the bottom step with one hand with dried lava soap still on it.
Yeah. I got Jesus your dog, Bobby. Christ. I got your dog, and he's hurt. He's got a broken leg. I'm in this hole with
don't
it.
Don't you hurt my dog.
No, I'm going to hurt.
You don't know what pain is.
Buffalo Bill.
Bobby is fucking, he's Buffalo Bobby.
Do
he's
it
like,
again.
He's like, dude, hold on. Let's put on some goodbye horses.
Would you fuck me, dude? I would that.
Oh. Dude, just give up the dog.
Buffalo Bobby.
Let you go, dude.
Can we get Buffalo Bobby a t-shirt?
That would be great.
Oh, shit.
I got some bad news, guys.
What happened?
Ah, fuck me. Bad news. NYC 2-2 has been canceled.
What is that?
What's yep. That's a show I was on. De Niro produced show.
Oh, shit.
On CBS Sunday nights. Tonight, 10 o'clock. It's been canceled along with CSI Miami.
What?
Gifted Man. Unforgettable.
We're more upset about CSI Miami.
What's David Caruso going to do?
CBS is cleaning house. That is from Greg Staley, our good friend. NYC 2-2 is now canceled. So thanks for watching and supporting. Fuck motherfuckers.
I'm sorry, Bobby.
Yeah. I'm blaming all.
Like, we did watch it.
The most supportive people.
Yeah, see, if I was fucking Asian, they'd be right in there. Puerto Rican, black, gay. Oh, this should be a hit.
The whites
white.
Have too many people to identify with.
Yeah, not anymore. I'm going gay Puerto Rican. What are you doing?
Do you still watch wrestling, Bob?
Yeah, I actually...
yes, Gary absorbed nothing. Yeah. Literally, I was looking at him.
You know what that is?
Question. Yeah. Yeah.
He's protecting his hour right now. Because you were going real hate speak there for a second. Listen, you're like, what's another problem is he's... Goddamn Koreans all over the place.
I'm Gary's kidding. Like,
especially in Boston.
I'm kidding. I love Boston. They Boston supporters. Yeah. Boston comes out. They love their hometown boys. Yeah. I'm kidding. I love the fans. You know that. I'm kidding. Like when he was kidding about murdering Howard Stern's whole family.
Yeah. It was not going to happen. You know what I mean? I'm not that.
You don't even know how to use a knife.
I know.
Like that. Anyways, we're going to take a break right now. Do a little commercials. First of all, I just want to say before we go to break, Gary Gelman, why don't you plug your date? Where are you going to be?
I'll be at the Wilbur Theater in Boston, May 24th. Two shows recording my second special.
Nice.
Second special. Nice. And Rob, you're actually going somewhere too.
I'm
going
to be in South Carolina on 103.3 in Greenville. I'll be starting there probably Monday.
This Monday.
Yeah, coming up.
Tomorrow?
No, the other Monday.
Well, that would be next Monday.
Okay. I don't know when it's airing. So that's it. And I'm going to do Nick and Artie tomorrow night, and then I'm fucking out of here. I love them too. And I'll do my podcast on morelikeradio.com tonight. On Sundays, I do it, and Brick House Radio. So awesome. I just keep working, man.
Awesome, brother. Congratulations to that. And Gary, definitely go see him.
Yeah.
Get your tickets now.
Thanks,
don't make
Bob.
Him fucking wait. And we'll be back after these commercial messages. And yes, we fucking really do have commercials.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Why are you looking at me so angry?
Because you're a fucking twat.
Hey.
All right, Kelly, we got a great sponsor of the show, official sponsor of the show, adamandeve.com.
We do, Robert. Yeah. Do you want me to tell you a bit about it?
I do. First of all, I love this thing, and I've been there, and I've gotten stuff.
I've too.
Yeah, because Adam and Eve, first of all, if you have a girl in your life, we've said it on the podcast.
Yeah.
If you have a girl, get a vibrator. Get a vibrator. I can't tell you enough. Go get it. And it's embarrassing walking to a store and getting a vibrator because it's like, oh, what are you going to do? Put it in your ass? Ordering offline, getting a vibrator is the best thing because you can get whatever you like. Get a little silver vibrator.
Yeah.
And this is the deal. We've got they're cheap. It's only like $20 to get a little silver bullet or one of those things and get some lube. And now with adamandeve.com,
all right.
Tell them what we got.
What we've got. So are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom?
Yes, I want to. And if you're going to, you need toys.
Then go to adamandeve.com and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item.
50% off any item. Mm-hmm. 50% off. So that's half on your one item.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
But that's not all, though. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs.
So you get 50% off, and then you get 3 free adult movies.
That's right.
Is that it?
No, no, no. Plus, you get a free extra gift, but I can't even tell you what it is. We can't even say it on this podcast.
Because it's too crazy. It's too sexual. They're not going to tell you, but you're getting something for free. So it doesn't matter if it's a keychain with a little fucking peepee on it. It's free. Okay? But it's better than that. Way better than that.
Way better. Because you know that's not even the last thing.
What
There's
else?
There's more. On top of it all off, they're even going to throw in free shipping on your entire order. Free shipping.
Free. So here's the deal. You're going to get 50% off your gift. You're going to get 3 free adult movies. You're going to get a free gift. And you're going to get free shipping. Right now, go to adamandeve.com. Type in the word riot under the code. Use code word riot when you're purchasing your gift at the checkout. Use Riot and you get all 4 of these perks. 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
3 free movies. A free gift.
Free shipping.
And free shipping.
Free shipping. Who wants to pay for shipping?
Nobody wants to pay for shipping. Shipping stinks. Okay? So they're hooking you guys up. This is a sponsor of our show. Okay? They believe in our show. Go support our sponsor, adamandeve.com. Go use the code word Riot when you check out and you get all that free deal stuff.
I'm going to do it now.
I'm going to do it too. I'm going to get another vibrator. I'm going to get some lube. If you're in a relationship, you need these toys.
Or if you're single.
If you're single, exactly. You're single like Kelly, you need that. Don't get the silver bullet. Get the big, huge cock. All right, man. Go to adamandeve.com. Support them. Go there right now. Get your 50% off. Get your 3 free movies. Get your free gift. And you're going to get free shipping. Go right now. Go buy a vibrator. And then I want you to email us. We want to hear about you guys who go. I want emails. YKWD at riotcast.com. Email us. Let us know what you bought. And let us know how it turned out. What you used it on. You using your girl, your girlfriend, your mistress, whoever. Let us know how it worked out. Let us know what you got. Because we want to actually spread the word. And maybe I might get something you got. Let me know. Go to adamandeve.com. Make sure email us. Let us know you bought something. Let us know you're supporting our sponsors. You guys are the best. Thanks a lot, guys. When you fuck a chick, no. You said when you fuck a chick in the ass and shit and blood comes out of your dick, that's a festuca.
Oh my god! Hey, she got a festuca.
Dude, I got a fucking festuca from this broad.
That just means you did it right.
Yeah, it's just shit
and blood.
It's just shit. It's called the Norton.
That just lands on your chest, but right. He's a sick
We
guy.
Are back.
We
are back. Hang on 1 second, guys. All right.
Oh, yeah. Bacon. Keep him coming.
All right, here we go.
Frank Waller.
All right, we're back. I'm sorry, Kelly.
Yeah, man.
Kelly. You know what? I can't get mad at Kelly. I can't. Those fucking eyelashes. Motherfucker. You know it. You know.
I know
that
shit.
You're fucking.
I know
you,
shit.
You bat your eyelashes and I don't get mad. Son of a bitch, Jen. I can be pissed at you for days.
Who can't? Everyone fucking hates me.
Yeah, Jen is sexy. Kelly's cute. You know what I mean? Like, aww. I can't get mad at her.
Everyone's looking around going, that is an insult to somebody.
I'm sorry. I meant that in a good way. I was trying to, anyways, we are fucking back. And you know what? It's weird because you did have, like you say that you were scared of him. You had a bad rep, man. I mean, you fought
crazy.
People. You'd punch people.
I would take care of, like, when I took people on the road.
I was just afraid he would hurt my feelings.
No.
I got to be honest with you. I wasn't physically afraid. No. I just didn't want to.
Gary, we know. You're 6'4".
I know.
6'6". But the whole thing.
I know.
When you book a show together, like I would book these big, you know, tours with Artie and you know whoever, and I felt like if somebody would bother them. Like one guy, one time, Artie was being bothered with like this mob-looking guy in Florida, yeah. and he wouldn't stop it. And like I think I'm in charge, so I don't know what to do. I'm drinking. I'm thinking like I haven't fuck it. I'm just gonna punch him in the fucking face. So I just punched the guy in the face. He goes flying. Next thing, a big fight starts, but then he stops bothering Artie.
On Family Feud, that would be the last survey.
But what do you survey do? Says- what do you do if like somebody, you know, the fans of the show sometimes get carried away with yeah. you when you're out there and they don't know when to stop. They think they're funny and they're always like, here's something you can use.
Just walk away. Just fuck you
but
and leave.
It wasn't allowing to walk away. You know I mean? It was one of those following and nobody was a bouncer there. So I had to I've had
that happen sometimes where, you know, because the O&A fans, they're a little fucking crazy. Here's the problem too, is that sometimes not every O&A fan is a fan of mine. That's why I love this podcast, mm-hmm. because the people that listen to the show, I know they're a fan of mine, they're a fan of Dan's, they're a fan of Kelly's, they're a fan of my friends, mm-hmm. because you actually have to go and actually download it. There's work to be done to listen to the show. You can't just sign up on Twitter and follow me because, you know, you know. And certain O&A fans aren't fans of mine. And you're doing a show like that, they may be Artie fans or Stern fans or whatever, mm-hmm. and then they're busting your balls. Because they, fuck you. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, but I noticed, like, the O&A fans are more into the comedy thing when you're doing a show with them in the audience.
O&A fans who show up at comedy shows are fucking, they'll yell out some shit, which kind of fucks people up. Because when they yell out Bob, we used to have this, Bob, I love you. You're the best. And I go, thanks. They go, not you.
I love that story.
I would laugh my ass off. But here's the thing is, Torgasm fans don't know that. So they're like, you fucking asshole. Don't say that to Bobby.
Exactly.
They know me as Bobby. Right. They know me as Bob.
And that's how it is. And the Stern fans were different because they'd yell out different stuff. So if you had the mixture of them both, it was fucking insane. But like I noticed that O&A fans were more like polite, would listen to the show and enjoy comedy more instead of being yelling out Baba Booey the whole fucking show when you're up there, you know, for no reason.
I did a couple Howard Stern shows. I did them with Hardy and Stuttering John.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they, I mean, they were good.
They were good.
Good crowd. They were fucking a little rowdy, but
they're faithful. You know what I mean? That's one thing you must say.
Both those shows work on different levels. So you get people who like it on the lowest level, and then you get people who are actually intellectuals and really get how brilliant those
guys
are.
Hang on one second, Dan. Don't ever fuck Gary's water again.
It's gone, Bobby. Don't try to get into actor mode.
Did you ever do the announcer, the Def Jam announcer, who's working at the Alternative Club? For them, for an hour and a half, Dan Soder entertained Dan Natterman and I. We were stuck in traffic by announcing alternative comics in a Def Jam way. So he would, y'all ready to get your Z's on? Yeah.
If y'all motherfuckers ready to really do some intellectual thinking, huh? Who's ready to take a motherfucking nap? This next motherfucker coming to the stage. Oh shit! You better have a friend pick you up. This motherfucker's like some anesthesia. Give it up for my man, Ty Barry. Hey, everybody.
My next guest may induce drowsiness, and alcohol may intensify this effect. So if y'all been drinking, now's the time to designate a driver. My name.
If you have the need for a nice Thundercats reference, welcome to the next comedian. Motherfuckers got jokes behind them beards.
This next bearded motherfucker.
Oh, motherfucker.
This motherfucker's beard is like a nest, motherfucker.
This bird motherfucker wears so much plaid, he cut down trees. Kill it up.
This next motherfucker's notebook is so ratty. There are loose leaf notebooks, pages falling out all over the place, and he got some thick ass glasses.
Oh, fuck yeah. We did that all the way to Levity Live.
Dude, I could do this all day.
Oh, my God. My jaw is fucking great. Fucking great.
Damn.
Shit. And you're only a middle? Are you serious?
Let me tell you something. Dan Soda is one of the fun. I can't, you know, and
he,
I can't.
He got me going.
He's one of the funniest guys I know.
Yeah.
Not only on, he used to do radio too.
Okay, yeah.
And but
give it up for the human clonopin.
Soda's gonna fucking pass off. I'm gonna have to replace this cocksucker soon. I'm hoping that his career does fail so I get to keep him.
Don't leave us, Dan.
I hope he only has 20 minutes of good shit and he stole it from somebody in Denver.
Some comic in Denver's like, whoa, I went to high school with him.
My mom's named Trish.
His mom's name's Deb. She's a nurse.
I got some bad news when I was snowboarding. Motherfucker Dan took my
ass. He's on a lift. You're like, Dad, I fucking knew it.
That's so funny, dude. God damn it, man.
Y'all ready to get your Z's on?
Oh, dude, that was the best one. This next motherfucker gonna stop you from operating heavy machinery. Give it up.
You know, you want there's nine names you want to say.
No, I have to keep editing myself because I'm corporate Dan.
Easy.
Corporate Dan.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's corporate. He takes the fucking road right in the middle of both roads.
Swedish Dan. I am neutral.
This cocksucker won't throw anybody under the bus unless he throws everybody under the bus.
Swiss, you fucking moron.
Swedish were neutral, too.
Really?
Actually, they let the Nazis build train tracks north so they can.
Fence sitters.
He really is. God hates him.
You know what? It's God comfortable. It's comfortable up on this fence.
Oh, that's right. You and I hate fence sitters.
Yeah, well, no, we hate neutral people.
Guess what?
Pick a side, you puss wagon.
The grass is green on both sides.
I just love it when those people get fucking their comeuppance, as Gary Gummer would say.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's not my word. You work the alt rooms, though. You work them a lot. And you do, too. Mm. And so do you. Mm-hmm. Because you have to.
Yeah, you have to.
No, we have to.
Gary, it's like,
I
it's
didn't
there.
Mean that.
It's stage
like start to blow somebody.
His compliments are amazing. The way he gives them out.
You blow me, you take Kelly's seat. That's all I'm saying. And you open up me three times a year. But it has to be a good blow job. Not one of these. And take the Spanx off. Those gross me out. Just how hot your asshole is right now just grosses me out.
Like a Cambodian jungle.
I know. It's like the fucking Swamp oil in a fucking a noodle soup. You know, it's
like tropical.
Yeah. Why is there oil in there?
Yeah, the pussy juice and the asshole juice mix and make like some type of fucking new energy.
Hi, I'm from the pussy. I'm from the asshole. Nice to meet you. Really, I mean,
you got your pussy juice in my asshole juice. You got your asshole juice in my pussy juice. And then
that's a gag, definitely. But those things that she has on, basically look like the bike pants.
They're thin.
Yeah, those are bike. Those aren't Spanx. Those are just bike pants. Yeah, let me just say something.
Spanx.
My wife had Spanx on. I had this joke in my act about Spanx, how they're just the grossest thing ever because you when you put them on, they're you can't take them off at the wedding because they're so tight. Mm-hmm. They're so tight that they cut a hole out where the pussy is. So you can just go in and pee.
You can pee.
Yeah, because you can't take Spanx off.
Really?
So yeah, there's just a hole. So it's black and then a pussy. And it's the pussy isolated is the grossest thing on the planet. Just the pussy with black around it. It looks like just something the guy from Bizarre Food should eat. It's gross.
It's
kind of
like, it's LeBron James.
It's Moomin Chauncey.
Yeah, it looks Jesus like, you know, like an octopus mouth with a beak.
It's got the little thing in the front.
I just hate it.
Oh, the octopus is it? An unsightly sea mammal.
An unsightly sea mammal.
No, it's not a mammal.
I don't know, but that just really made
me
laugh.
It's a fish.
The octopus is a
fish.
It's under the water.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Use the iPad. I don't know why I got
this. I thought you
were
going to use her knowledge of the Great Barrier Reef.
Here's this is the deal. Is I got her this because I wanted her, as we're going,
you
to shut your face. I wanted her, as we're going, to go, there's a question.
Yeah.
Click, 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 and then find it and spin it to me and go, actually, it fucking was. It's a fish. It is, but she's just.
No, she just wants to be an observer.
No, it's a mammal.
It's
a mammal. Is it a mammal?
No, it's a fish. You eat it on Christmas Eve. You eat the seven fishes.
It lays
aqua
eggs.
Salad. It's a fish.
Are you getting Bell palsy again? Why is one eye bigger than the other?
That's a scar. That's from the Bell's palsy.
Well, no,
Thanks for fucking my day up, Kelly.
You're still pretty. You just look like you're about
just
to ask me a question.
Cock-eyed.
Like, you look like you don't believe me.
She's got one scar already.
That was good, but I just fucking...
I can smell your piss. Your eye is closing. Some fucking Sunday.
And you're gorgeous, sexy, and funny.
Your pussy
and
juice and asshole juice is mixing.
Oh, yeah. Before I mean, basically, I was making a stew.
And I'll dump Kelly off the show. One blowjob. That's all it takes.
Before I knew she was a comic, I was very attracted to her.
Who? Her? Oh, yeah. Well, no, that has nothing to do with you. That has to do with his reputation.
The fact that my life has been destroyed by two comics.
He doesn't get
serious.
You've ignored me since the day I met you.
That's my game.
Fucking ignoring me.
And it's good.
That's my game, and it's working.
I'm not
going
to lie. Damn. He did it to me for years, and I wanted to bang him.
He always looks at me oddly. Every time I see him, he's like,
it's my game.
That's his game. That's what he, did you hear what he just said?
That game sucks.
Oh, did you hear what she just said?
Oh,
well, it's working.
Do you see?
I'm getting to her.
Wait, do you see?
I think Gary, that's fucking genius.
Listen, I fucking love you, and I love you, and I think you both should fucking hook up. I think we make a connection. I say we go on a date, and you know what? We pay for it.
We'll be back in 2 and 2. Really,
this motherfucker's getting some pussy tonight.
This next comic coming to the stage.
Coming to this pussy.
Fuck's a headliner.
This next bitch suck a mean dick.
Welcome to Bat in the Cave.
If your girl find intellect to be an aphrodisiac,
this pussy about to get rumped up tonight.
I think you guys should go on a date.
Really?
What do you think?
Are you doing it though to protect yourself?
Yeah, Gary, what do you think?
Because you've had such bad luck.
I love Jen.
No, you can't let me date another comedian.
Look, talking
to
the microphone.
You can't let me date another comedian. I'm just going to ruin my house.
My rule for you, I've said to him, you can't date somebody with a headshot.
Yeah.
They cannot. I don't care. A magician, a dancer. I don't care what part of this fucking shit business she's in. You don't get to be with her. You need to date squares. You need to date people with no hopes and dreams.
That's the best.
That's what Gary, because Gary's the drama mama. Gary's the baby girl. He's like me. You have to be the one, and that's it. You need a square. Jen's got hopes and dreams. She's going to be somebody.
And I'm ruthless.
You can crush
those. Don't want to go near me anyway.
She's
also got the attitude of a seasoned hooker.
Yeah.
She's just sitting there. She's like, I told you, half and half is $50. That's all you want to do.
Seasoned. Perfect. She's seasoned.
She's been around.
She's got a scar, too.
Three months later, she was a little green. She was an amateur.
Yeah. How's the hooker? Little green.
My mother always refers to hookers like a professional hooker.
Like a real pro.
Pass that X-Acto knife out of the glove. I'm going to cut these Spanks off to get into my vagina.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. Down on the streets, I look a lot skinnier. It's the Spanks. I'm going to cut them off.
I'll knock 20 up the price.
I'll tell you what. I'll blow you without a rubber.
But when you're going to... You better tell me when you're going to come.
And I fucking know. I know. I can feel it in the balls.
I got a sixth sense of these things.
If I see your quads tightening up, I'm fucking slapping
you. I'll tell you what. You throw in an extra 10, I'll let you pre-come in my mouth for a little bit.
Just the clear stuff, not the fucking cloudy shit.
I don't want you mixing. Don't mix them.
I got a vial of my asshole juice and pussy juice if you want to take it home.
And my pimp is downstairs.
I usually use it to put it on lettuce so people know it's me.
You're loving this, aren't you?
Oh, this is because I love her. She is a sweet girl. You know what I mean?
Jen is great.
She's cool, and that's what you want. So I think this could work out.
I wouldn't. I mean, listen, I've had so many opportunities to like hook up with some pretty big comedian, and
like
I won't.
I'm
not saying.
We'll be the judge. Do they headline?
Some pretty big comedians.
Like,
I've gone on a few dates with one, and we did nothing. Like, absolutely. I kissed him on the cheek on our first date, and he was like, seriously? Ugh. And I'm like, yeah, seriously. And I get the fuck out of the car. That's all you're getting.
Really?
And we didn't even
that
have sex, and
last.
We went on six dates.
I
didn't touch him.
Can I just tell you something right now? Just know this, that there's a headliner out there that hates you.
Yeah.
We're friends.
No, you're not.
No,
yes,
you're not.
We are.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
And you know what?
That's
I'm going to tell you something.
There's no way.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Be.
I'm going to tell you what you don't know is what I know. You
six.
There's no guy that's a comedian, an alpha male comic that's a headliner that went on 6 dates with you and legitimately thinks you're a good person now. He secretly he will lie to you. He will still hang out with you. He will keep shit moving because that's what you do in show business. Hey, what's up? Yeah, but secretly fucking despises you.
And
wants to stab your vagina with a fucking one of those old rulers where you get in high school with the little metal thing on the edge of it. That's what he wants to do.
I realized it was a bad idea once.
What? We're around the 17th date?
No, but you know, I really did like him. I really did like him. I genuinely liked him as a person.
So you wanted to make it real.
And at first, I didn't want to go on the date because he had pursued me for so long.
Really?
A long time. And then finally, when I was...
Well, were you hunted down? What the fuck is that?
If you resist me at all, I take my ball and I go home. Yeah, I don't understand these guys who keep pursuing.
That's your game,
though.
You said that's your game.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, your game is you just grab him in a headlock.
Yeah, and you just take
your
dick out.
Pull him back on the bed.
Yeah, but you got to get the other. You got to get the girl. You got to get the game though from the girl that genuinely wants, you know, to fucking be spooned. You know, like there's the girl that goes, I fucking like him. If I fuck him now, I'm never gonna hear from him again.
You're wrong.
If you fuck me now, I'm there tomorrow. Yeah, I want more.
You're wrong. If you suck my dick, Kelly. I can't say it to her. She's like my little
sister.
Say
it to Bob. Don't say it to me.
Okay.
If you suck my dick, Bob,
okay, yes.
Look at me, Bob.
I'm looking right in
Bobby.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
What?
Listen to me, man.
What?
Baby girl.
Okay, baby.
Baby girl.
If you suck my dick,
yeah,
I'm going to be there tomorrow.
I know you would,
I'm
baby.
I'm going to be there, and I'm going to like you even more.
Exactly.
I'm going to be honest, Bob. I'm not going to be in love with you. I'm not going to be, it's not going to be this serious thing. We're going to be where we're at.
I don't want flowers.
I'm not going to give them to you. But if you suck my dick, that doesn't throw you out the door. Now I know that you like me. So my self-esteem, Bob, when you suck my dick, I know that you like me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay? That means I get to like you. The fear is gone.
Right. So,
okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
What's the difference between...
Hang on, I'm not done getting Bob to suck my dick.
I'm not done becoming aroused by watching Bob and Bob talk about some sucking dicks. We're just doing what dudes do. We're just doing what dudes do. Talking about blowing each other.
But what's the difference between what you're talking about then and what... Because, like, 30
this
minutes
is
ago...
This is getting serious.
But no, but if you do like... But if I want to blow, I don't know if I
guys, I need help. I got no game. I have game. I don't know what
I'm
doing.
If Kelly wasn't a friend of mine and she tried pulling that bullshit with me, like, I don't know if I want to fucking fuck. Immediately, right back to fucking Australia.
Women think you got to put in time with them. You know what I mean? It has to be all this time you have to put in with them before.
It's not even that. No, it's not even that. It's more like, because 30 minutes ago, you guys are talking about how, I fuck this girl. I give you these credits to fuck this girl. I fuck this girl. I fuck this girl. And then 5 minutes ago, it's like, oh, you think if you blow me, I won't be, you know, come back tomorrow? Like, it's a total contradiction.
But those girls were fucking...
So who's... Which...
Whores.
Which... Yeah, but,
listen, here's the deal. You
have to help me. I got my game.
Here's the deal. You're going to wind up with who you're going to wind up with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay? My wife. I have that joke in my act. My wife blew me on the first day.
And if she didn't blow you, you wouldn't have married her.
On a rock.
That waitress?
Yeah, Dawn.
Yeah.
Waitress at a fuck place.
That's how I know his wife. We were all waiters together at the same restaurant.
Oh, the same restaurant.
Here's how I know that you must have really liked her. You didn't share that story. She was blown.
No. Oh my god.
She was sucking my cock on a rock.
I knew about everybody else.
I had to come in my sock.
I love that I'm a fucking Dr. Seuss.
Erotic Dr. Seuss.
Somebody's gonna fucking come up with that fucking cock in a sock and a block. And he was on the plate and threw a block. You know, over the
hot
hotel.
And set on a box.
All right, listen. I didn't tell you not because of it was a secret. I didn't give a fuck about my wife when I first met her.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I dumped Dawn. I met this other chick who was smoking hot, and I dumped Dawn in 2 seconds. I remember I called her up. I was like, "It's over."
Wow.
Like a month in, I was like, "I'm out," and she cried and all that. But we fuck. You don't know her.
I do know her.
We remain friends. We were still pals, and then we hooked up again. And then it just kept, we kept getting closer and closer on and off. And then we moved into in LA together. She went to LA without me. I was in New York. She moved to L.A. I told her, I go, you know, this is the end. You're going to go meet somebody now. You're going to meet the guy of your dreams in L.A. and get married. We're never going to. This is it. And she was like, I know. And it was like sad. It was fucking sad. We were friends. And then when she went to L.A., I wound up going out there booking a pilot. And I stayed with her. And then after that, we just moved in together.
Yeah.
We got a place together like pals. But then we started falling in love.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved back to New York. And we slowly started becoming in love. And she started becoming prettier to me. And my bullshit, and I agree, my fucked up sexual issues had to be dealt with. And when that got dealt with, when I started going to Alan, is when I look at my wife and I'm like, oh my God, I almost let this bitch get away. Are you fucking nuts?
Bobby.
But if she, back to my initial point, which proves you wrong,
hit
if she
Bobby.
Didn't suck the kids out of my balls on that rock on the first date for ice cream, this bitch wouldn't be my fucking perfect wife today.
Oh,
so my whore wife. Yeah. My whore wife. All right, you understand? She sucked it on a rock for yogurt ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
We might not respect you if either way, but we definitely won't respect you if you don't give us head.
You'll never know that guy who you were dating, you'll never know if that was the guy of your dreams.
Trust me, it's
because
not.
If you sucked his dick, right, he might have, his level of insecurity would have went down and would have opened up to you. And so what I'm saying is sex, it doesn't matter if you're a girl or boy. If you want to suck a guy's dick, suck it. If you don't.
Yeah.
If you do and you're not to get something, you're an asshole.
There's a perfect, like, it's almost like a gut feeling. Like, I know from before I start making out with a guy, I know if I'm blowing him within the hour. Or I know if I'm not.
That's respectable.
And it will be a gut feeling.
It'll be right all over your gut.
We had a number of different revenue streams when we were that age, because we worked at the restaurant, so we had the girls from there. We were in comedy. We had the girls from the club and the female comedians. Yeah. And then I worked at a bar,
I worked with the retarded people, and I fucked all the chicks that worked there. Not the retarded girls,
the actual
counselors.
Yeah.
I banged them all.
We don't judge here, Bobby.
I banged them all the girls. I remember the one girl, beautiful girl.
We were killing it.
One of the girls.
completely broke. No money to take anywhere.
Nothing. Girls, my wife, when we first met, she used to take me out. She'd be like, I want to go to dinner. Yeah, well, pay for it, because I ain't. And she used to take me everywhere. Now, times have fucking turned, motherfucker. I'm paying a mortgage for this new kitchen. You motherfucker.
You got me, you fucking bitch. You waited me out. You waited me like an icicle. You waited. You sucked my dick 15 years ago, and now it's all you. You.
First a cock on the rock, and now a new kitchen. That's how it works, man. Fucking, I just tell her, my wife doesn't even cook. We put $20,000 kitchen in. And she goes, I made dinner for you tonight. Veal piccata or something like that. And I go. She goes, No, yeah, it's one of the things you come out of the freezer and you just heat it up. But it's really good. But I'm like, you didn't cook. She goes, I heated it up. I'm like, what the fuck is that? 20 grand for that shit?
My wife she cooks like a motherfucker.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh my God. Fucking American
chop
suey.
Man. Mm,
she's a great cook. She cooks, she cleans. I tell her, there's nothing better than a Sunday when I'm fucking looking around. And she's just cleaning.
How hot is that?
A slave.
How hot is
and
that?
And I smell something in the oven.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there in my underwear. Oh. I got up at noon. Ooh. Okay, there was breakfast waiting for me.
Wow.
And I'm watching two different shows on two different channels.
Wow.
And I just look at her and I go, and I'll say to her, there's nothing makes me happier than seeing you slave over me.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's nothing hotter than that, watching a woman clean.
She's
there really
feather,
is. And doing work
she's
around
she's
the house.
Watching her clean. It's not your wife. And she's going to blow you. She has no clothes on.
You know what's silly? You know what's so silly, though? Like when I hear that, I'm like, that would make me happy too. Like if I was like cooking something for him and he was laying there and he said that to me.
Yeah.
If I had a guy and he said that to me, I would blow him then. Because I'd be like, I fucking love you too, you son of a bitch.
He also gave you resident status in the United States.
Yeah, we know what you're trying to get.
I'm a permanent resident. I don't need that shit.
Johnny Are you really?
Yeah, I am.
How'd you do that?
The one guy she blew.
Ellis Island has changed.
She brought a case of Tim Tams and a fucking mouth over here.
No.
Mister, I want to move here.
What? No. Yeah, one thing left to do.
This cock ain't gonna suck itself, Ozzy.
Welcome to America.
Well, I just rolled up my sleeves. If I have to, I have to.
It just sucks that girl comics are fucking sluts. If they were like us, you know how fun it would be going on the road.
Yeah.
Bob, you don't know what goes on out there, though.
Yeah, there's
here's
plenty.
The deal. If I knew these fucking two girls right here were just fucking pigs like me, I would this would be my show. I would fucking pay them most of the money I made if I had to. My middler, and you guys can switch off, MC Middler, whatever you want. We get one room, sweet, okay?
Yeah.
And we just fucking do shows, and we suck and fucking have fun and eat.
Hey, oh,
sounds like a dream.
How long before there would be turmoil between the two girls?
3 days.
Yeah, right? Not even.
Well, in a perfect dream.
As soon as one got bumped off the bed and hit her head on a fucking nightstand.
How come I got to sell you DVDs?
Well, one of you swallowed and the other one didn't. All right, listen, you guys. We got to start wrapping this shit.
I said, wasn't that crowd weird? And she was like, no, they were good for me.
Oh, that cunt. This show is.
you just make imaginary me sound like a fucking bitch.
You remember when you were imaginary able to fuck awful. Waitresses and then they stopped at the club? You're not allowed to fuck the waitresses
don't do
anymore?
That.
Whoa. Who said you can't fuck the waitresses?
I've a lot of clubs I've went to, like in the late 80s, 90s. And
if
that,
I were a guy, I would never do that.
I was in rehab. I was 15 in the 80s.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Well,
you dated yourself.
No, but me and Florentine used to do the gigs, and they used to go, the waitress cannot come up. If she comes up to your room, we're going to fire her.
Yeah, that's because of you guys.
Yeah.
Because of people like you. You ruined it for everybody. That's like when you get a new gig, and you can have whatever you want off the menu.
Yeah.
And then you show up 6 months later because Ralphie May was there. You can only have
this.
The
comic sense.
Appetizers.
No, the comic menu. Yeah, that's the worst when they give you that. Why don't you just fucking piss on me, you prick?
Here's the headliner menu, but here's the real headliner menu. It has filet mignon on it. Yeah, dude. I you can still fuck waitresses.
You still, but
yeah, you gotta be subtle. You gotta be subtle. I remember I banged a waitresses can be scary though.
That's the thing. You never know which is gonna turn, and you never know she's gonna get power.
You gotta
because
they have power.
They get power.
Listen,
and you know she probably fucked Mitch Fatel.
You gotta bang them on Friday. You gotta bang them on Saturday though. You can't bang them on Thursday or Friday.
Oh no, no.
You think it's Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta bang them on like a Saturday night. You know, that's
between shows.
Yeah, when you're getting the fuck out of there the next day. And then that way you can, I gotta go, I got a plane, I'm fucking out, getting the fuck out.
Too many of them, though, end up getting, like, they're in the ear of the booker, and too many of them end up being a host, and then they end up being that powerful position, and then, you know, you might not come back. I'm always like, I always warn my comic friends, I'm like, don't
fuck
the waitresses.
You promise?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, you can't come back? Good.
Bobby, girls are vindictive.
Good. Yeah, but you don't understand, we're talking about headliners. Someday when you realize that, yeah, I can't go back to Minnesota, or I can't go back to fucking Iowa. Where the fuck I was?
Alaska. Idaho.
I actually like Minnesota, by the way. It's a good one.
Lots of fans.
Take that back. Look at me. I turned back.
Say hello to all our fans in Minnesota.
I have a lot of fans in Minnesota, actually. Unsurprisingly. They don't go to my shows when I do there, but I have a lot of fans in Minnesota. Anyways, Rob. Reverend Bob Levy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much
for
coming
on. Thank you, man. It's good to see you guys.
Jen, thanks for stopping in, bringing him down.
No problem.
Thanks for coming back on again. Gary Gullman, I love you, buddy.
Yeah. I love you, too.
I fucking love you. Kelly, Fat Kelly.
That's me.
You can't not love her.
I have the answer to the octopus question if you still want it. I didn't want to break momentum.
Yeah.
What is
baby, speed it up. Go ahead.
I can't say the word. Oh, my dyslexia is hitting in. It's a. Can you read that, Gary, from there?
No, let her read it. No, don't do it. Don't do it. You read it.
No help.
Read it.
I'm
dumb.
Cephalopod?
Yeah. That's a cephalopod.
I
remember that from 8th grade science with Mr. Ghibli.
But Ghibli?
Yeah. That's a hard word. What was the word?
Did he molest you?
Cephalopod.
Cephalopod.
No, but I once fainted in his class. But before I fainted, I farted. And the last thing I remember is somebody goes, ugh, what's that smell? And then I woke up and my head was on somebody's pocketbook.
Are you sure you want to molest me?
I know.
Someone's lab with a dick about to go into it.
What type of octopus is the one that they use at sea carnivals that right they act like the tilt-a-whirl or something
where it goes
around
and it's got the octopus in the middle
that's my favorite type of octopus. If it's just an octopus in general.
It's called the octopus. Dude,
you went from this
You went from passing out on a teacher's cock.
Yeah. I do not want to date Gary anymore. Sorry.
Oh, you see.
Now I'm going to ignore you, motherfucker.
Ooh. No, but he's entertaining because he changes. Yeah, you change the subject. Like, he can talk about anything and it ends right away and he goes to another story, so it's always going to be entertaining.
He's very smart.
You know what I mean? Really.
I think you guys make a cute couple. That's me.
Give up that pussy.
She's very tall. What are you, like 5'10"?
I'm 5'10".
Yeah, she's very tall. And she's got big boobs.
I do. I have big boobs.
Yeah, she does. You can't see them in the black thing. There, you see?
Look, those are
I'll take a photo of them for everyone.
Kelly, what do we got? What do we got?
What do we got? Follow me on Twitter, KellyFastuca, and I've got a website now. And I think we might have something special next week. We might talk about something we were talking about, maybe possibly finding me a boy.
Aww. Ooh.
I don't know.
We're working this out. It's coming up. We're going to try to do some type of contest or thing on the show where, because Kelly's getting a lot of guys.
A lot of dick getting thrown at her.
Let's classify, like, if Dan's getting any puss, it's good puss. It's like beautiful. The stuff that's coming to me is lovely, but it's divorced father of two, which is lovely and it's fine.
Pass them over my way. Yeah. I'm divorced.
Yeah, but like I said to you, you're in your 30s, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of where you're at. I just turned 30.
What do you want, a fucking Dan Soder, a kid on the up?
Not going to happen, Danny. Kelly. Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Here's the deal, Kelly. Well, we're going to try to find somebody. Me and Dan are going to go through them. You're going to have to go through our tests. You're going to have to go through our rigmarole, and we're gonna vet them and find a guy for you to go on a date with, and I'm gonna pay for the date.
This is what I think.
That's cool.
Don't pay for the date. I think that he has to show me something.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Who wouldn't go on a date with me?
Yeah,
who wouldn't want to go on a date?
Well, have fun at fucking Chipotle,
which is lovely.
I was gonna send you one of the other three.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, of course, it's gonna. Okay.
All right, so here you go. If the date goes well, then we'll pay for the second
That's
date.
That's what I mean, yeah. Right. Well, I was even thinking that you pick a guy and Dan picks a guy, and then whoever wins out of your pick and his pick, they get the paid date. Because that, but that way, you two are battling it out.
Wait. So you have to go on two dates.
Yeah.
So whoever gets blown first wins.
If you suck a dick on the first date, I'll fucking be your fan forever.
I'll be the biggest. I will preach from the mountaintop.
If she winds up sucking his cock and they get married and they have kids and she's happily ever after and we prove Jen wrong.
That would be
six
the best.
Date, six
nine
dates
fucking dates.
Ten.
I told him to go fuck himself. I'm not sucking you.
I said you get a kiss on the cheek. Yeah. And that's it.
I'm from Staten Island. I wear Spanx in my vagina.
You can't touch my pussy.
It's a Denny's waitress.
Touch my pussy.
We're
going
to get the fuck out of here. Listen, all right. So
and Dan?
We're working this out. Okay. We're working this out. Yeah, Dan, what's up?
May 31st through June 2nd, I'll be at Comics at Foxwoods.
It's going to be a hot show.
Nice.
First headline gig.
Nice. Yeah.
First weekend
brother.
Headline.
That's going to be a good one.
I fucking love it, Dan.
I love it.
I'm going to be at the Kansas City Improv this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think.
Yep.
Thanks, Kelly.
Because I've been doing the promos.
Fucking Kansas City. Go to RobertKellyLive.com for all my dates. I got a new website coming out. Make sure you download my award-winning comedy app.
Nice.
I did. I did, and I love it. I'm really impressed. I'm like jealous because there's a lot of stuff on there, videos and podcasts and calendars. It's really cool.
You get the podcast on there. Our streams right to your phone. We got videos for the podcast that we took some today that we're actually going to get up there, and all kinds of shit. So just make sure you get that. Make sure, Jen, what do you got?
Oh, what?
What do you got, Jen?
I was just going like this. June 1st, I am in New Hampshire at the Blue Mermaid, and I'm I'm sorry.
No.
This is the first time someone's bringing me in and paying for
it. I think it's fucking awesome.
Whatever. And you know what? Thursday, you know who I'm hosting for?
Who?
Jim Florentine and fucking Don Jameson.
That's great.
Wow.
Worked with Don Jameson.
I'm a big fan
of Don Jameson.
He's a really
Jameson.
Good dude. I love him.
Love Jameson and Florentine.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Come over. I don't care. I'm working the mermaid with
the Blue Mermaid.
Yeah, Blue Mermaid.
Connection.
Like, that's what they called my asshole when it fucking came out of itself. Metallica.
Yeah,
anyways, so that's good. Blue. I just laughed. You don't know why I laughed, because you're a typical broad. You made it about you. Mm-hmm. I laughed if you said, why are you laughing?
Mm-hmm. Because why are you laughing?
I worked in New Hampshire and it was at the White Stallion. And a lot of the gigs in New Hampshire are at these fucking crazy names like the Blue Mermaid or the White Stallion. That's why I was fucking laughing. It wasn't about your shitty career. It was about...
the name.
It's the name of the fucking thing.
I played at the Smiling Moose.
I should call you Honey next time.
I swear to God.
Because you do the same shit my fucking wife does. You jumped the gun, Jen.
Yes.
And you jumped the gun.
This is why I'm single.
I'd love to fucking... No, I'm joking.
I'll be working with Mick Foley coming up.
Really?
A couple of gigs. Yeah, he's really funny, man. And then I'm going to South
is he
Carolina.
Really?
He really is. I'm not saying this to just say it. He's fucking funny.
Stand-up funny?
Stand-up funny, yes. He gets the crowd laughing. They love him. He's fucking perfect.
Automatically, he's not funny that you said that.
What?
He gets the crowd laughing.
He gets the crowd laughing.
That's what they say about an actor. That's what they said about
no,
John
but,
Mayer.
No, but he's got good material. He's got good stuff. But he does a great job, I'm telling you. And it's great.
Look, I'm a big fan of Mick Foley. Yeah. I'm a fan of fucking Mick Foley from wrestling. And I'm a fan of all the stuff he does. And I think he is a funny guy. Mm-hmm. So if he's funny,
he's a really bright guy. I read his book.
He's a brilliant guy.
He's got best sellers. Yeah, and it's great. And follow me at the Rev Bob Levy, and I'll definitely post
and
this.
And Jen,
up.
What's yours?
The House of Vaughn.
The House of Vaughn.
The House of Vaughn. I'm gonna change it. I changed my website to Jen Romaro.
I like the House of Vaughn. I think it's sexy. Don't change that.
The Blue Mermaid. The Blue Mermaid.
Shut the fuck up.
Doesn't matter. House of Vaughn is cool. It's interesting. People go, why do you do that? Then you have a story. You keep it going.
Fuck a fat fuck.
Hey, I thought I fucking apologized.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jeez.
All right.
I'm better today.
Okay, we got all kinds of sponsors we got to thank really quick. These are the unofficial sponsors of the show. Laugh Button Live, we love you. Laugh Spin Magazine online, mm-hmm. We fucking big supporter of the show. I want to thank the Comedy Awards for putting me at my award up there, and all the fans for voting. I want to thank GoRunner.com. You guys want a bandolier? You love walking? You want to fucking get your sexiest man purse ever? GoRunner.com. I love my bandolier. Kelly, you love yours?
I run with mine now.
Norton has his.
I was there when you talked your way into that.
Remember the guy? How great is he?
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Make sure you go to there. If you have any questions about it, you can email me at ykwd@riotcast.com. AdamandEve.com.
Yeah.
A sponsor of the show.
All right.
So make sure you go to Adam and Eve. The plug's in there already, but make sure you go to AdamandEve.com. You're supporting the show when you go and you purchase stuff off the website. With the code RIOT when you check out, RIOT. You also get 50% off any first item. You get a free item. You get 3 free DVDs. And you get a...
Free shipping?
Free shipping.
You get free shipping. Jeez. So you're going to get all that shit for free, which we hooked up. You're going to get a great deal to get your little vibrator, your juice, or your flashlight that you can fuck.
Yeah.
Which is great.
What about your cock ring?
You can get a cock ring, too. Get whatever you want.
You get two of them.
But here's the deal.
One for free.
You get a half off.
Not one, but two cock rings.
Has anyone ever used a fleshlight here?
Not me.
So intrigued.
No, but
No.
I gotta give credit to Adam and Eve because they are on the cutting edge of advertising, because they're on some other podcasts, and it's a brilliant way to connect with people who get it.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. They do get it. So make sure you're showing support by going there for the show, and you're getting good stuff.
That's how you can rationalize buying something that maybe you don't need sexually.
Yeah, make sure you go to the merch page.
I'm doing the right thing with this cock ring.
Yeah, I'm putting it on my friend's cock.
What are you doing? I'm supporting.
Before I suck it. Make sure you go to the merch page, riotcast.com. We got Gator Fight t-shirts. We got the brand new YKWD shirt.
Yeah.
Brand new. It's up there. The old one's gone. The new one's up there. We have the gig posters. We have a few left. We have coffee mugs. You know what, dude? Mm-hmm. Boom, I got my coffee, dude. And we got Dangerous Joe shirts, a few left.
Yeah.
And we have a new, we're trying to get a, you guys out there, we're trying to get a Fat Kelly shirt. So I'm working on it.
I'm so excited.
We got back.
This is the best thing ever.
The cartoonist from Germany back is working on something special.
Oh, damn.
I got to send him the photos of Kelly and her fat face. Make sure there's a lot of this. We get a lot of people sponsoring the show. Yowzer Fitness, man. Go to Yowzer Fitness. I bought my treadmill from them. The best folding treadmill out there. It takes up no space. Why? It folds up straight up in the air.
Even off the air, this guy has been bragging about this treadmill.
Yeah.
I'm saying enough with the fucking treadmill. We get it. Yeah. You got a treadmill. Yeah. Dude, it goes straight up.
You don't get it.
He's amazed by the yeah.
You know why? Because I've been looking for a treadmill for a long time. And what's up, Liz? Come on in.
Hey.
Come on. Who is that? Bring your husband in. We're just wrapping this up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had a husband. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the way I've been treating you.
that's Liz,
fight,
the manager.
Fight.
Oh, tell her I'm always nice. I'm just kidding. I'm always nice. Tell him I'm always nice. He's tough. Tell him
Liz,
I'm always nice.
Liz, the manager of the Comedy Cellar. Hi, buddy. That's your husband? I didn't know that. You fat fuck. Why didn't you? No, I'm not talking to you, dude. Listen. I'm kidding. Liz, get over here. Who won, the Yankees? First of all, your wife is amazing, okay? Yeah, but I didn't know that was your wife. She is one of my new favorite people on the planet.
Just new, huh?
Yeah, if I knew that was your husband, we could have had so much more fun.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just love him, too. I love both of you. I love both of you separately. Now that I know you together, it makes me sick.
What's his name? I'm guessing Angelo.
I'm going to say
Vito.
Tony.
First of all, we got Angela. Wait a minute. Don't say it.
Ugh. She just said
it. She just said it. Fucking no. Game over. No. You're no good on a podcast. Come on in. Will you stop standing there? Because my neck hurts. Come in. Sit down. We're wrapping it up. We're closing it up.
You can get a massage AdamandEve.com.
Get the fuck over here. All right. Anyways, Yowza Fitness. I'm not begging you to come in. You can stand there and watch like ghosts. YowzaFitness.com. If you're a fat fuck and you can't make it to the gym, if you have a hard time like me and you want to get motivated, you got to have it at your house. You got to be able to work out at 2 in the afternoon, mm-hmm. at fucking 1 in the morning, at 5 a.m. You got to have it right there. And this thing folds up and folds down by itself. You don't have to pick it up. It's automatic, and it's like a non-folding treadmill. The way they built it, it's one piece. You can plug your iPad into it.
It's very affordable. Here's the other thing. People say, but how much does it cost? How much is your life worth, God?
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. You are saving your life with this. The more I hear on these other podcasts and reading, you got to move around.
That's
you got to get that heart rate going.
Here's the deal. I worked out on it. I'm so glad I got this thing. I've worked out every day this week.
Every day.
Because of this. It's been in the house. I worked out twice one day.
Really? We're about 3 minutes away from getting totally QVC on this fucking pitch.
What you want?
Well, you got five left. Five left. Do you know that's my mother's internet? She watches all day long. Yeah. She watches QVC.
That's my porn.
And the thing she always says, well, it's QVC. It's got to be good.
Yeah. All right, listen. Hey, Dan, you could do the QVC for Yowza Fitness.
Right now, Yowza Fitness, we got a special for you. Call in right now. We've got six left. Six left. And you know what we're going to do? Robert, we're going to get real weird. We're going to get 75% off right now. You call in right now.
So how much is it?
Right now, it's at the affordable price of $325. $325 for a Yowza treadmill.
Just 90 easy payments.
Don't say that.
Real quick, that's not true at all.
That's not true.
That was all fictitious.
They do. $1,000 is the lowest treadmill they have.
That's a great deal.
But it's actually regular.
Is your life worth $1,000?
Right, and financing.
Wow. Yeah. So it's like
$25
a month.
So it's actually free.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Financing is free.
Financing, don't pay it back.
Yeah,
it's
you
free.
Don't have to pay it back. Get it and then move out of this fucking
can.
When you lose all the weight, move to France, you thin brick.
You're going
to
look different.
And
you're
don't pay for nothing. All right, we're out of here. This is it. You guys, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jen, thank you for coming down. Rob, Gary, Kelly. And Dan, I love you, man. You guys are great. You know what, dude? Podcast is done. You know what, dude?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face.